Okay, schus to share Torah, Leil Nishmas, Eliezer ben Yisrael. Should be a big schus for his neshama. Should be a male joysher for your beautiful family always. An incredible schus to share Torah from Rome, Italy. And I was sharing with Cal actually yesterday. We're here in Rome, and we all know all the Kalim Beis Hamikdash are here. And this is where, after Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Yidden were brought. And there's no question in my mind that that means there's a lot of Kedusha here. And that means there's a reason. Listen, obviously, we dive in every moment and we can't wait to be in Shalayim HaKadosh. But until we're there, there's a reason we were brought to Rome for the Simcha. There's no question that there are nitzotos of Kedusha that need to be pulled out and we need to connect to. Until we're Zoyche, Bez Hashem, that every Simcha will be Kol Sasim, Kol Simcha, Kol Chazim, Kol Kala, and Shalayim HaKadosh, Bez Hashem. Karav B'Yameinu. So also we just read in the laning this morning. And when we're talking about the mitzvah Bikurim, it should be Amakom, Asher Yivchar. It doesn't mention the exact place. It doesn't mention the exact place of where the Beis HaMikdash will be. And we spoke about this a few weeks ago, some of the Chevra. But I believe there's always a deeper lesson in that, and that is that every person has an obligation to make wherever you are your Beis HaMikdash. Halavai, we daven for Beis HaMikdash, B'mehir B'meinu, but until that time, wherever we are, is our Mikdash Ma'at. And we have Torah and we have Tefillah. And here in Rome, we're learning, we're davening, we're Makadosh this Makom. So I want to share, you know, the beginning of the parasha begins with the mitzvah Bikurim. And there's an incredible medrash. The medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw, Beruach HaKodesh, that there's going to come a time when we're no longer going to bring Bikurim. And therefore, he made a takana, and he said, because we can't have Bikurim, we have to have three tefillahs every single day. Does it come a time in the Churban Beis HaMikdash? Here we're in the Makom where the Churban Beis HaMikdash was brought. And therefore we have to daven three times a day. It's obvious, we have to understand, this is a medrash, of all that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, what Moshe Rabbeinu was most concerned was the Bikurim. Really? What about we're not going to have Korbanos, we're not going to have menorah, right? The symbol of the menorah everywhere here in Rome. We're not going to have the ketoras. We're not going to have a shulchan. Of all the mitzvahs that no longer, that we could be b'kayim, we're worried most about bikurim. Why bikurim of everything? And then how does our tefillahs three times a day take the place of bikurim? So Moshe Rabbeinu understood that what was the Beis HaMikdash primarily, more than anything else, a place to deeply feel close to Ribbono Shel Olam, a place to know that Ribbono Shel Olam is by my side every moment. A place to know the Ribbono Shel Olam is watching over us and taking care of us. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is running my life and there by my side every moment. And he felt, Moshe Rabbeinu, of all the mitzvahs that were occurring in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Bikurim symbolized that in the deepest of ways. What was Bikurim? A farmer. Imagine in those days, we have our Parnassim, we do Avodah, but a farmer worked hard. And he planted, and he sowed, and he plowed, and he took care of his field, and he put so much time and energy. And the first fruits, he feels, look how much I put in. No. Bikurim. I realize this is all the Eibishter. This is all the Ribbono Shel Olam. That recognition, that mitzvah symbolized, the recognition, understanding that everything I have is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is really what the entire Beis HaMikdash represented, that place that I could feel that. Moshe Rabbeinu said, we can't be without that. We can't be without knowing that Hashem is by our side every moment. We can't be without knowing that Hashem runs our life. It's the biggest chizik in the world. It keeps us standing, keeps us through. Listen, we all have challenges in life. We all have nisyonos. How do you get through a nisyon in life when you know Hashem is by your side, you know Hashem is watching over you, you know Hashem is taking care, Hashem is orchestrating it all? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, you're not going to have Beis HaMikdash. There's going to come a time, for whatever reason, Titus is going to come and carry all the kalim here, as we know. Oh, you need to always have that recognition. You always have to know. So what? Daven three times a day. Three times a day, throughout your day, saying, I recognize and I realize it's all you, Ribbono Shel Olam. And then even without Beis HaMikdash, you'll have Hashem by your side every moment. And we have to believe that and we have to know that. And every time we daven, we just rezoicha to daven here in Rome, in the Makom where the Beis HaMikdash was brought. The Kalim Beis HaMikdash, after Churban Beis HaMikdash. So we still know Hashem is by our side, Hashem is running our life. And we know that in the end, and just to mention, I can't stop thinking of the words of the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim, HaKadosh, the Nefesh HaChaim says, Rechaim V'lajiner. The Nefesh HaChaim says, I'm just not quoting verbatim, but paraphrasing, but he has a paragraph and he says that Don't think for a moment, he says, Nebuchadnezzar at Titus was able to do anything. We're here. I was yesterday by the Arch of Titus. Don't think Nebuchadnezzar at Titus was able to do anything on their own. That's all kochos that Hashem gives over. That's also from Hashem. But who then can do anything in this world? Who can have an effect on this world? Who can affect that there's going to be simcha and bracha and shefa and do away with all the gullus and all the nisyonos, all the challenges? We as Bnei Yisrael, Hashem put it into us the ability that through our mitzvahs, through our learning, through our davening, through our ma'asim toivim, Hashem charged us with the responsibility and ability to change the world. Titus did nothing. It was only at Lo Aleinu. We weren't living up to who we were supposed to be. Gave the ability for Titus to do what he did. So we come back to this place where Titus, his land, and we say, no, we might not have a Beis HaMikdash, but we're still connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're davening. We still know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by our side every moment. And we're going to daven and we're going to learn until we're zoicha to take all those kelim from the Vatican and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. We've been in Beis HaMikdash. Here we are to celebrate a simcha. And at the simcha, Moshe Mordechai under the chuppah is going to break a glass. And we're going to remember Churban Beis HaMikdash. We're going to remember it. But it's not just to remember it. It's not just we come to this place to see the ruins and to remember it. Maybe we came here, maybe for the final chizuk, the yidden that are here with us at this beautiful simcha, to be mekadesh ourselves and to say, we're going to build Beis HaMikdash through our ma'asim, through our tefillah. We have that ability. We're going to remember Hashem is by our side until we're zoicha to b'nish Beis HaMikdash, b'mheir b'meinu. The car of Mamish Bez Hashem is Baruch Hashem. A beautiful Hailga Shabbos Kodesh. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh.